The second imminent good work, fasting. Fasting is a virtue which was practiced by the pagans themselves to appease the wrath of heaven. In the Holy Scriptures, we see how the people of Nineveh, when threatened by the prophet of God with entire destruction, endeavored to avert their terrible fate by fasting and works of penance. How much more reason have we, my child, who are the special children of God, obliged to have recourse to the same means to turn away his face from our sins and blot out all our iniquities. Jonah and the people of Nineveh. In the book of the prophet Jonas, we read, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it, for the wickedness thereof is come up before me. And Jonah arose, and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was a great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city 1 day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. And the men of Nineveh believed in God, and they proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least. And the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose up from his throne, and cast away his robe from him, and he was clothed in sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published in Nineveh, from the mouth of the king and of his princes, saying, Let neither man nor beast, oxen nor sheep, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. And let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth, and cry to the Lord with all their strength. And let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the iniquity that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and forgive, and will turn away from his fierce anger, and we shall not perish? And God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way, and God had mercy with regard to the evil which he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not." Saint Pachomius and Saint Palamon. It is related in the history of the fathers of the desert that there once dwelt in the wilderness of Thebais a very holy man called Palamon. Pachomius, another hermit of eminent sanctity, having heard of the austere life he led, conceived the project of going to the desert that he might place himself under his guidance. When he reached the cell in which Palamon dwelt, and witnessed his fastings and watchings and other penances he imposed upon himself, instead of the severe life shaking his resolution, it only increased his desire of imitating him. For 12 years he lived near him, fasting and praying as he did, and laboring with his hands, not only to keep himself from the danger of idleness, but also that he might be enabled to assist those who were in need. These two holy men lived so sparingly that they seemed to be already delivered from the necessities of partaking of food for the support of their lives. On festival days, especially on the feast of Easter, they relaxed somewhat their rigorous mode of life. One Easter morning, Palamon said to his companion, "Prepare some food today of a better kind, in honor of the joy we should feel at the Lord's resurrection." Pachomius did as he was asked, and poured a little oil over the herbs which always formed their daily food. But when Palamon was about to partake of it, he burst forth into tears, and striking his breast, said, "What am I about to do? My beloved Savior was crucified for me, and how can I touch this delicate food?" So the food remained untouched, which to him was in appearance so delicious, though to others it would have appeared very insipid. Marcurius visits the monks of Tabana. It happened that when Saint Marcurius was already advanced in years, he heard that in the monastery of Tabana 1,400 monks were living under the direction of the holy abbot Pachomius, of whom we have already spoken, and were leading lives of great austerity. A desire to go and visit them arose in his mind, and he might be edified by their example. So he changed his clothing, and, putting on the dress of a workman, set out for Tabana. After walking through the desert for 15 days, he reached the gate of the monastery, and asked to the superior. When he was led into his presence, he said, "Be pleased, Father, to receive me into the company of your monks, that I may, like them, serve God by following the rules of this monastery." But St. Pachomius, who did not know who his visitor was, answered, "You are now too old to begin this kind of life. One requires to come here when very young, in order that he may learn by degrees the practice of the rigorous life our rule imposes. At your age, you will soon become wearied of it, and then you will leave us, and returning to the world, will speak ill of us." Saying this, he went away, but St. Macarius remained at the gate for 7 days without eating or drinking. At the end of that time he sent for the abbot and said to him, "Be pleased, my father, to receive me into your house on trial. If I cannot fast as the others do, or if I cannot work like them, send me away." St. Pachomius, seeing his great fervor, at length consented, but the other monks were displeased, and felt in their heart a secret dislike for the old man. When Lent came, St. Macarius watched to see in what manner the monks spent the time in penance. He saw that some of them ate only once a day, towards the evening, that others took a little food only once in 2 days, and some only once in 5 days. Others stood all night, and sat only when at work during the day. As for himself, he took some palm leaves, which he soaked with water, and going into a retired place, spent the 40 days of Lent in silence, praying and working all the time, and eating nothing but a few cabbage leaves on Sunday, and this more to avoid pride than through necessity. When Lent was over, the monks went to the abbot and said, "Whence did that man come? He cannot be of the same flesh and blood as we are, for he has surpassed us all. Send him away, for his presence here among us is a continual reproach to us. If you do not send him away, we ourselves will all leave you." The holy abbot, having heard how the old man had spent the time of Lent, asked God to let him know who he was, and God revealed to him that it was St. Macarius. Going up to him, Pachomius took him by the hand, and led him into the church, and having embraced him, he said, "So it is really you, O Macarius, whom I see, and you did not tell me? It is now a long time since I first heard of you, and I have ever had a great desire to see you. I thank you for the lesson you have given to my disciples. It will keep them humble when tempted to be proud of the austerities they practice. You have indeed edified us. Go back now to your monastery, and remember us in your prayers."